I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A grain dispute escalates between neighboring countries, Ukraine and Poland. Ukraine was mass exporting its wheat, flooding the Eastern European market with cheap grain and angering farmers. Poland recently banned Ukrainian grain exports, and now it'll also stop supplying Ukraine with weapons. Eric Mach with Slavic Gospel Association says although Poland and Ukraine's relationship is strained, Polish believers are still partnering with SGA to send Ukrainians aid.
We have several Polish Baptist churches we're working with, 110 of them, and SGA has now helped churches provide 19 million meals since the war began, and the result of that is reaching over 600,000 people with the gospel.
And please pray for church unity across Ukraine and Poland. Rising trade with Asian neighbors pushed Afghanistan's currency above the U.S. dollar this quarter, yet unemployment is rampant. Two-thirds of Afghan households struggle to afford basic items. John Weaver, author of Inside Afghanistan, says the Taliban tyranny feels familiar.
People on the ground, they remind us it's like it was before. In some ways, it's even worse. My personal hunch is it will continue to get worse as things go forward because that's just the nature of the way they view life and society.
Despite these difficulties, the body of Christ is growing as Afghans encounter the gospel. Please pray for understanding as new believers learn how to follow and serve Jesus.
The discipleship process does happen. It just doesn't look like what we're used to. It's low-key. It's one-on-one. Some of these believers do know other believers, and they are aware of other resources.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org.